Good morning, Christ Center. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, and we are in week 3 of our walk through the book of Mark. Today we're going to be reading Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark chapter 4, verse 21 through 25. He also said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it to be put on a lampstand? For there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. By the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and more will be added to you. For whoever has, more will be given to him, and whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him."
Thank you, Pastor Joshua. It's just the two of us this morning. This is quite a passage here. We're in a string of a whole bunch of different sort of kingdom parables that Jesus is giving. And he says, you know, he has this thing about light. Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket? Isn't it supposed to be on a lampstand? And then he says, nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, nothing concealed that will not be brought to light. Do you usually read this the same way I read it?
Oh, I think anybody that was from our age group growing up was thinking of the end of the age and every right. hidden thing being exposed.
It's like all your worst thoughts now in HD, like is like going to be broadcast around the world.
And not to nitpick, but they didn't even have HD yet they when we were not. Being terrified. It was just in
now
really
in
good
D.
color.
Yeah. Now in D, I really like that. But that's not what this is actually about, is it?
No.
If you look back in verse 11, Jesus said, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, and to those outside, everything comes in parables." So we're talking about a secret, a mystery being unveiled. And this is the mystery of the kingdom of God. This is why this is coming in the midst of all these parables of the kingdom. So Jesus is using this parable of a lamp and things being revealed and brought to light. He's talking about the revelation of the kingdom of God. Like it's a mystery that's now being revealed to these people.
And I think too, how comforting for them, because they are about to go through seeing the Messiah killed for the sins of the world, fulfilling the law, rising again. And even as he explains it later, they still don't understand. And he's telling them like point blank, this will happen. They're like, I don't comprehend this. But he is giving them the promise, okay, you don't now, but you will. Everything is going to make sense in due time. Nothing that is concealed right now is going to be left out of being explained later.
Right. And you see that. You see, you know, how many times did he allude to his own death, and they just didn't get it? Well, eventually they get it. How many times did the lights come on? I think my favorite example is the disciples on the road to Emmaus, when he's eating with them and suddenly it's like scales fell from their eyes and they realize, oh, here's Jesus. And then they're like, oh my goodness, all of this. And suddenly it all makes sense. He's saying this is coming. There's an unveiling that's coming. You don't see it right now. You're calling for the kingdom. You think it's something totally different. But you know what? You guys are going to see the Son of Man in all of his glory and as he's resurrected. But there's, I think even for us, there's yet more unveiling that's coming. Like, because right now, even though we live on the side of the resurrection, there's a whole lot of stuff in the lives of our loved ones, in the lives of our own lives, in people we know, in our state, in our nation, in the world, that are not yet right. And sometimes we can ask, why, God? Why do bad things happen to good people? This is still kind of a mystery, isn't it?
Absolutely. And God came to deal with the problem of evil. But in the meantime, I think we, just like Job, have a good and just reason to ask big questions. And God doesn't answer all of it right away. But he does promise that he will answer all of it in due time. And I think I take a ton of encouragement from this. As we were reading through this together today, wow, nothing is concealed that won't be brought to the light. He's going to explain every single thing. And you know what that does? It comforts my heart to know, okay, I don't understand it right now, but he will actually explain it. You know, sometimes people say, well, his ways are higher than ours. And that gets quoted out of context in a way that's not helpful. In other words, like, well, we just can't understand it. Okay, that's of some help. But Jesus is saying, okay, but even those things that you don't understand right now, I will explain them in due time. So I can wait. I can wait if I know there will be an answer. And that comforts me in those times when, honestly, there isn't one.
The lights will come on.
Yeah.
Because the fact is, we all still are, on some level, walking in darkness. There's a whole bunch of stuff we cannot explain. And one day, the light's going to come on fully. And it's going to expose everything. And you will be able to see. Finally, you'll be able to see. That's such good news. Far from being this, like, haunting, like, oh, God knows that naughty word you said. Everyone's going to hear, you know. It's this beautiful thing that one day you're going to see.
I think you probably heard it said, there's a lot of bad theology that gets taught trying to explain things that God isn't explaining right now.
Yeah.
And that protects us from it and gives us that opportunity. It gives space.
Yeah.
It gives space for us to be able to walk forward with informed, intelligent confidence in this Jesus who has come and who is going to prepare a place for us and will bring all things in perfect time into order. And I think then as it leads in, if anyone has ears to hear, let him listen.
Yeah.
And pay attention to what you hear, because the measure you use will be measured back. So he's saying it's not just static now. I've made one decision and now I just kind of kick back, sort of fatalistic thinking,
right,
wait for it all to happen. I'm invited to now go ahead and still lean in.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, maybe this means that. Oh, what are you saying here? God, you gave me this encouragement. If this is your character, what might you say? And he begins to build on that. Even what I have, he builds on.
Yeah.
Each new circumstance, the scriptures, the Spirit of God is teaching us more and more. So although all things won't be revealed, many of them will.
Right.
And you and I get to take an active role in listening, in leaning in, even while knowing, like, yeah, not everything will be explained, but some of it will.
Yeah.
And it's all about the intimacy of being on that journey with Jesus himself.
Sort of, you know, speaks to the tension we have with our own limitations. You know, we're not going to get all of our prayers answered, right? Like, in this world, you're going to have trouble, all of these things, but then keep praying like the widow, keep asking, knowing full well, we're not going to get everything, but keep asking. And I think right here, it's like, hey, keep seeking. You're not going to understand it all, but keep applying your heart to understanding. Keep moving. Are you going to get all the light? No. Well, but will you be willing to keep walking even if you're in the dark? And I think that's this challenge for them. Keep walking even if you're in the darkness. The light's going to come on. In the meantime, are you willing to walk? And I think that's the challenge for us today too. Would you pray a blessing over us this morning?
Thank you, Jesus, for coming and saying these things. And thank you for being who you are, so absolutely worthy of our trust and our confidence that your promises are true. And so when the lights are out, when it's dark, when it's obscure, when we don't yet understand it, help us, Lord, to remember that you will bring all things into the light and that you're with us on the journey right now. We put our trust in you today. In Jesus' name, while I'm talking to you. So in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you guys tomorrow.